It is now disclaimer time.
We are here to share Prince's works with the utmost authenticity, clarity, and precision. This means there may be situations where the material being discussed may be sensitive or offensive to some. However, we have chosen to discuss his work as it was initially produced. We will not alter any of his original work to suit anyone's comfort, including our own. This podcast is to celebrate Prince and his works.
Thank you for your support and understanding. Now on to the show.
Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen.
Welcome back to another episode of Alphabet Suite Podcast. I'm your host, Timothy.
I am your co-host, Patrick.
And I'm producer Aaron.
Rock on. So today we're here to talk about Acknowledge Me.
No.
We're not?
No.
Oh.
But we can talk about it now.
What was we talking about?
You want to talk about Acknowledge Me? Is that what this episode's going to be about? It is now.
This is the first song Oh, shoot, because I didn't write nothing down.
Nope, we're on Acknowledge Me now, so let me just let me get to my notes for Acknowledge Me. So get to your notes for Acknowledge Me. Are you on Acknowledge Me? What are you doing?
I feel dumb now, because...
All right. So let me get to... All right.
It wasn't supposed to be this way.
It was not, but it is now.
Wow. Okay.
Keeping on your toes.
Yep, that's the way to do it. Here we go. Acknowledge Me.
Uh-oh.
Did you just break your glasses?
No, I don't know. Anyway.
So we're talking about Acknowledge Me.
We are now. Hey. You think that we'll flip this and have the other one first, or we'll just go with this?
It'll probably be in still alphabetical order, so okay. I'm sure producer Aaron will release them in alphabetical order.
Yes, sirs.
So it'll still be in the right order. We're just going to shoot it in a different order.
This is sounding going to sound weird then when they listen to it.
It's not like y'all are changing your clothes or anything.
No, we don't change our clothes.
All right. So
Acknowledge Me.
As I said to you earlier, that reminds me of the Montel Jordan song. It just had the, like, what is that? That song he sings, the real popular one.
The Montel Jordan?
Yeah. This is how we that's how it came to me, like that, the music and that. I like the version. Yeah. I don't like Montel Jordan and that song, but it just reminded me of it. In certain spots, you know.
Really?
You didn't get that then, like...
No, I can see how the feel of that version gave you that feel, yes. Mm-hmm. I can see that. So...
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Mm-hmm. You like it? Mm-hmm. So there's... Best I can tell, there's three different versions to this song that were studio versions.
Okay.
There's a couple that he did. He's got a video for it, even though technically the song was never released. You know, Prince does that all the time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he makes videos for stuff. And so if you watch The Beautiful Experience, you'll see actual video for the song. Yeah. But, yeah.
And you're going to try to upload that, right?
Yes, we are going to upload everything we can, as long as YouTube allows for it.
Oh, yeah.
We've been hitting it pretty good. I mean, overall.
You think?
Overall, I don't even think 10% of what we're trying to upload has been blocked.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I'll agree. I have gone through this last bunch, and there was like five things.
Was there?
That were.
Blocked?
Yeah.
Someone needs to pull their mic closer to their face.
Maybe, it's not me, because
maybe move my hand away from my mouth, because I'm right here.
Yeah, but you keep leaning off to the side.
I'm gonna lean you, lean back.
Wow, you're just
you
brutal.
You can move wherever you want. Just bring
can
buddy
I?
The microphone.
Just bring the mic. Well, yeah, there you go.
Can I? Or I could just scream.
I mean, you could do that too.
Nah, that's going all right.
Look, that's good. There you go. All right. So, but yeah, you can see the video for it. And
where can they see it?
On the Beautiful Experience. Yeah. And hopefully when we try to post it, it will let it post.
So is that already available on YouTube, or is that like a movie, or?
No, the Beautiful Experience was a...
just be still, bro.
Me?
It hit me.
No, it didn't hit you. You hit yourself with the mic.
Stop hitting yourself.
Stop hitting yourself.
Can we...
So, no, The Beautiful Experience was a TV movie that he did. He did, like, three or four of these things back in the 90s. And so, if I remember right, most of what was on The Beautiful Experience was supposed to be on his album Come, because a lot of them ended up on there anyway, but... I was hoping Acknowledge Me was going to be one of them, but it wasn't. So he ended up releasing it on Crystal Ball, which was his, I guess you would call it, official bootleg.
Right. So it is available for purchase.
It is available for purchase.
Okay. I thought it was one of those where, like, you got to know what you're doing to find the song.
No. You can hear this song. And the song, I love the song. It's a great song. Apparently it's a Montel Jordan homage.
Got the feel, bro.
I do. When you, right. As soon as, the funny thing is, I did not hear that until you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you said that, I'm like, I can't get that song out of my head now. Right.
It's because it's a catchy tune.
You like that song?
I do.
Really?
But I'm a 90s kid, so like that was in like movies and commercials and.
Oh, that was a huge song, too. Yeah.
I mean, that's like Cupid Shuffle level stuff.
Yeah, this is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Like I said, everybody thinks they can sing.
I can sing, just not well.
All right. Sunny T version.
Yeah, there was a Sunny T version, which.
Any relation to Timmy T?
I don't know.
He is my cousin from another mother's, father's, brother's, uncle's.
On your aunt's side.
On my aunt's side.
Seven times removed.
Seven times removed. Yeah. What'd you think of that one?
He's actually my ex-husband. It's back when I was a woman. I don't really care for his voice. But...
It does sound different.
Yeah, the version is definitely different than...
It is different.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad.
I just don't care for his voice.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not... His voice isn't terrible.
It's not...
Maybe I'm saying it just didn't fit...
That song. And that's possible.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So that is like...
That's it for this episode.
Because there was just... Just the two versions. Yeah. However, it says, I can't find anything like officially saying, I found another version in my music when I was going through my music that is actually like a minute and a half longer than what they say the Prince version was, and it's the Prince version, and there's more to it. So I don't know if just people don't know about this on all the lists that, you know, I look at or what, but so there's possibly a third version out there that's longer than the one that they say.
You think you fancy, huh?
I'm just that good.
Well, in that case, I suppose that means it's snack time.
Ooh. And who sponsors our snack time? Well, it's not really sponsors, but
it's more like we have a partnership and I'm like, hey, let's do snack time for them.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Who is it, Timmy T?
Gastos.
What's up, party people? Producer Aaron here with a special message just for you. Are you a podcast creator looking to take your show to the next level? Well, we've partnered with Castos, the ultimate podcast distribution platform built just for you. With Castos, you can easily distribute your podcast to multiple platforms, reaching millions of listeners worldwide. Castos works with all of the major podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. So your show can be heard everywhere your audience is. But that's not all. Castos also offers powerful analytics, giving you valuable insights into your audience's preferences and engagement. You can track your growth, episode downloads, listener demographics, helping you make informed decisions to improve your show. And here's the exciting part. Castos offers monetization options too. You can easily monetize your podcast through sponsorships, ads, or even setting up a membership program for your loyal listeners. Turn your passion into profit with Castos. So what are you waiting for? Sign up at one of our links below today to support us and grow your own show. Castos is here to empower podcast creators like you with the tools and resources you need to succeed. Join the Castos community and unlock the full potential of your podcast. Start reaching more listeners, monetizing your content, and taking your show to new heights. Castos, the podcast distribution platform built for creators. Once again, use one of our links below now and sign up to embark on an incredible podcasting journey with Castos. You don't want to miss this.
Oh, are you like already for the snack?
Yeah, we'll say that.
Apparently it's porn voice time.
Oh, yeah. And what do we got today for snacks, Timmy T?
Oh, shoot.
What is that?
Today we have P-I-L-I. What is that?
Peely.
Peely Hunters. Apparently they're soft nuts.
Because who doesn't like a soft nut in their mouth?
I love these things. All
right. So apparently, producer Aaron, they come in different flavors, correct?
Yeah.
Himalayan salt.
So this is...
This is the most vanilla flavor that I have.
So this is the most generic flavor, but they do come in other flavors. So we're going to try these.
See.
Yes.
Try these soft nuts real quick.
We're
going
to put these soft nuts in our mouth.
Here's our mascot.
Apparently, they're salty soft nuts.
Salty soft
nuts. Well, you said Himalayan salt, right?
Yeah.
Himalayan, Huralayan, everyone. Everyone's a land, like man.
All right. The hell is that white thing in there?
A nut? put that Himalayan salty nut in your mouth.
Oh, this is weird looking. What the hell?
So they're...
They're peely nuts.
So they're that's actually what kind of nut it is. It's a peely nut.
Yeah.
And peely nuts are supposed to be soft.
They are soft. They're like butter.
Oh, wow. That's super soft. I'm not sure.
I don't smell nothing.
I'm not really sure what I think about these. It's like cold when you bite into it.
Like a cold sensation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that?
Bro, these are the bomb, man.
Peely nut. I never even heard of that.
Wow.
And apparently there's other flavors, not just Himalayan salt.
I think I have a pack. I think I had like six or eight flavors or something.
So we may have to get these again and try their other flavors for other snack times.
I'm impressed.
You like them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Timmy T likes my nuts.
I like your nuts.
It's nice, soft nuts.
That was good.
Huh. Interesting. All right.
Well, that one had a lot of salt.
A lot of Himalayan salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah. And you get this like cold sensation. Or is it just me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the nut itself is cold, but it makes your
mouth oily.
Is that what it is? Huh. Interesting.
I like that.
Never even heard of a peely nut.
Me neither.
Now I've had one in my mouth.
Do you like the nuts in your mouth? Because apparently I do. Apparently
you like them soft, white, salty nuts in your mouth.
Bye-bye. They're winners.
Yeah, mascot. Peely Hunters is the brand, and I think you can just... I found them on Facebook or Instagram. But they have a website and all that.
So check out Peely Hunters. P-I-L-I, right?
That's a whole lot of calories.
It's all that oil.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So So we won't even need to eat lunch after eating a bag of them.
Well, that whole bag is a serving.
Well, hey there, our Morpheus. What's happening? Our mascot Morpheus is in here. What you doing, buddy? You want some Healy nuts? He's like, no, I don't want you to touch me. No.
He's the cascot.
The cascot. So, anyway, now back to your regularly scheduled program already in progress. Hey, buddy. What's happening, Morph? Acknowledge me.
He did.
He did acknowledge me, and then he left.
Yeah.
That's enough of that. So what I thought was cool also is this came off a crystal ball, which I thought when crystal ball came out was like a super cool idea from Prince to, you know, kind of combat the whole bootlegging thing that was going on. Because there's always so much bootleg going on back in the 80s and 90s, probably before that, but I was too young to know. You know, and so he came out with his own bootleg called Crystal Ball because that's what some of the bootlegs out there were already called, was Crystal Ball.
I remember this.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was kind of crappy versions of the music, no?
Crystal Ball?
The original, bootleg of it.
Oh, yeah, the bootlegs were not, yeah. The bootlegs, you never got great versions.
Sometimes.
You are now. I mean, the ones they're doing now, yeah, but... But yeah, so
okay, so
yeah. I mean, there's really not much more to say on this one other than I liked it. I like the Sonny T version. I know you had a problem with his voice, but it is you can tell it still acknowledged me, but it is different, like a big difference.
Yeah.
And then there's the video version. I could not find any samples or covers at all. So I mean, it wasn't a popular song, but I really enjoyed it. And you can watch the beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're really running out of things to talk about on this episode. So, what is wrong with you?
I told you I broke my straw because my forehead hit it. I can't drink my drink.
You can always take the lid off of it and actually drink it.
I ain't no hillbilly.
Yeah, he's a white girl, man. Let the white girl
white. Yeah, kid. Dude.
White girls can't be hillbillies.
Anyway.
Not drinking Starbucks.
Not at all.
They got to get their Starbies every morning.
Their Starbies.
So, yeah, good song. I like
it. Good song. It is not Montel Jordan, but apparently this is how we do it now, though. So, I got nothing more to say on it. Timmy T?
Peace.
Peace.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you took us out too quick.
Son of a beehive.
What did you forget?
How can the people get in touch with you?
Let's take that piece right back.
Yep.
How can they get in touch with us, Timmy D?
Alphabet Suite Podcast on Facebook. Alpha Suite Podcast on Gmail. You can also reach us at somewhere
please
else.
Stop hitting that pen.
Yeah. Just...
Comment down below, like, subscribe, ring the bell.
Ding, ding.
Patreon. We have Patreon content.
We do.
Patreon.com/AlphabetSuite Podcast.
We have 2 subscribers, too.
Those are, like, awesome subscribers right there. Yeah. I love those guys.
Yep. We need to get a couple more.
Number 1 and number 2.
We need to get a couple more. I'd like to get more.
A lot more.
Yeah. And if you don't like what we're doing, let us know. Maybe we can liven it up a little bit, and then maybe you will like us, because it's all about the likes.
I think I should start a GoFundMe account for our
podcast.
Yeah.
We can't get people to join our Patreon account. What do you? So
okay,
like and comment, leave us reviews on the podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcast. I think we're on Amazon.
Yes.
So, and check out our sister station.
That was a sexual yes.
There's a lot of sexuality going on right now. Thank God it's a Prince podcast.
Yeah. Yes, our sister
station.
Alphabet Suite playlist.
I am going to take that pen and stick it right up your nostril.
I will throw this pen at you. Okay.
Alphabet Suite playlist. But that's only on the YouTube, right?
I swear I said that to you.
You did.
I think
I just repeated it back to you, too.
I think it's just on the YouTube, yes.
Yeah, I think it's just on the
YouTube. Our producer would know more.
Yeah.
I don't do that. You do that.
Hey.
Don't be silly.
Okay.
Take some pride in your work.
Yeah.
So check us out now.
Yeah.
Now.
Now.
Now. Peace.
Peace. I was like, you're going into something else. Okay.
This has been a Tatanka Enterprises production.